Welcome to an OpenPaddock.net special edition. Regular readers of Open Paddock and our listeners of our podcast know that we fully expected the Pocono Raceway to return to the IZOD IndyCar Series schedule in 2013 after a 23-year absence. It was confirmed yesterday on Speed's Wind Tunnel with Dave Despain that the famous Tricky Triangle would indeed be back on the July 4th weekend slot that we had anticipated. Pocono Raceway has a long and illustrious history of open-wheel racing dating all the way back to 1971, when Mark Donohue won the inaugural Pocono 500 racing an Offenhauser-powered McLaren for Penske Racing. It seems fitting that the last IndyCar race at Pocono in 1989 was also won by Penske Racing, as Danny Sullivan took his Chevrolet-powered Penske machine to victory circle after setting a blazing average race pace of 170.720 miles per hour, shattering the previous record by more than 14 miles per hour. That same race, Danny Sullivan successfully defended his lead against two legends of the sport, his teammate Rick Mears, who finished second after leading the most laps, and Michael Andretti, who finished third. 1972 and 1974 Formula One World Driving Champion, Kart Series Champion and winner of the Indianapolis 500-mile race in 1989, Emerson Fittipaldi set the course record that last year at Pocono, qualifying with a speed of 211.715 miles per hour. That record still stands, but it might not next year. This past Monday morning, the Pocono Raceway invited the media out for an official announcement of its return to open-wheel racing, the unveiling of its new logo, and comments from series officials including Randy Menard and legendary racing driver Mario Andretti. Our own Constable Spike Rogan was on hand this morning for the announcement. Spike has been a one-man army fighting for IndyCar's return to Pocono, and it's a delight to hear him speak with IndyCar CEO Randy Menard, CEO of the Pocono Raceway, Brandon Igadalski, and racing legend Mario Andretti. Let's start with Spike's conversation with Randy Menard.
Hi, Randy. Spike Rogan.
Spike.
I haven't seen you. I had to take a season off.
Yeah.
But I live right down the street, so this is easy for me. Just a few things real quick. First of all, what really got the ball rolling eventually for this year, for today to happen?
I think the most important thing was when Brandon came down to St. Petersburg and we met. You know, there's been a lot of fans telling us that they wanted to come see us here, and Robin Miller talking always about it in his articles. But I think when he met, and I think it was Jenna Fryer sent a tweet out that showed us together, and then all of a sudden it just exploded. And so he came back and did some research and goes, wow, there is some serious interest here. And it just went, you know, we went from built into a great relationship. And I think that my hat's off to Brandon and his team. I mean, we put this together pretty quickly. Started talking in March, and here it is. We're proud to be able to announce it now.
Now, in 2010, we had met at Mockton's Glen, and there were some issues with promotion up there. And you had said you were a little leery on the idea of a 4th of July weekend race. This essentially is a 4th of July weekend at race. What changed that between 2010 and now, since you were, and rightfully so, it went on at Watkins Glen, the turnout was a little rough. What's changed your mind to this point where 4th of July weekend is now a very feasible idea?
Well, I think that what I like about this is we need great ovals, and I think that fans will travel a further distance to go to a great oval race than they would a road course race. And quite honestly, we had some great ovals on our series, our road courses on our series at the time when we had Watkins Glen. And I think that, you know, we have that hunger for more ovals, and so if that grows, let's see what. Maybe our prediction's wrong, but we sure think it's going to be right.
Yeah, well, I certainly think from growing up in this area myself, they used to get good crowds here for the IndyCar races. Nazareth used to sell out until the split. Once the split happened, Nazareth was in trouble. And I think now with a unified series in particular, you have a more unified fan base in this region. And not to mention, I know from my personal experience, there's a lot of fans from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, who've been going to Baltimore, who've been traveling the country. And I think now that it's in their backyard, it's much easier to do. Because there's also another thing here is there's a group of people who are into cars. They like the idea of racing, but they're not into NASCAR. And this is a great way, I think, personally,
to
lure them in. You know, a lot of the import car crowd and everything like that. So, but hey,
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Good seeing you.
I'm glad my efforts after all these years have finally paid off.
Well, so, good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Spike joined reporters from the Morning Call in Allentown and the Express Times in Easton in talking to Brandon Igodalski, CEO of the Pocono Raceway.
Just your thoughts on this day coming to fruition here, and it's got to be very exciting, and I know the family's got to be super proud.
It's really exciting. Yeah, that, you know, that they grow up here all the time. You guys see them going to cup races. These pictures are here. But now sit here and put a little more context to them and think, okay, that's where we started, and now we've come full circle. And you know, 40 years and 4 days to the date of the original race is next year's race. And it's exciting. And to be able to give back to the fans, and, I mean, this is why they're here. I mean, look at Spike. I mean, he's the loudest one out there, you know, and it just grew this year. You know, as I went around, and the rumors started to spill out, and I would just show up at, you know, I showed up at St. Petersburg, and one writer sees me, tweets it out 2 seconds later, and that's it. Boom. I mean, I'm blowing up all day. and it ballooned from there, and you know, bike and racing, everything gets faster, and it got faster and louder.
Well, you talk about adding events here. You talk about making this kind of like a summer destination. Mm-hmm. And you certainly, as Paul pointed out to me, what, 3 races in 8? It's going to be a real busy
race in 9 weeks. Yeah, one of my guys pointed that out last time on Twitter. I hadn't really put the context and the time into it yet. And I was like, oh, boy. But, no, it's exciting. And you know, when you're a fan of a team, you go to all the home games. Well, we got Pocono fans. Now you can go to all home races. No, it's just one more great event that you can come to and enjoy. And you know, tickets are on sale. They're already final for selling. I think all those guys are smiling today, I can tell you that. But, you know, it's all kids tickets and any grants that are half price. We have general admission seats that are starting at $25. You know, and it's all about the fan and giving them that unbelievable experience.
It sounds like you, from what you're saying, that this kind of came about by happenstance. You know, somebody sees you, you know, and it's come back. Had you actually thought about this, though, you know, for a little while?
Not at all. I mean, it's my brother and I knew that we wanted to grow the facility, bring more events back. You know, and we knew that IndyCar obviously was on that list, as well as a bunch of other series that are out there. And you know, obviously IndyCar is a big catalyst to us being able to grow it, but we had figured, you know, a couple years down the road, we hadn't figured, you know, the first year of the new repaint, we'd be adding a new race. But it worked out. Everybody's happy, and the fans are excited. I know Spike's excited. You guys are excited. There's something else for you guys to do now. But it's going to be good. It's really going to be fun.
Did Indy approach you with this, or did, I mean, it's one thing to have rumors, but you have to actually get together. And
Media member drug us together, actually. That's really how. Somebody in the media kind of introduced Aunt Randy and I, and then we had missed each other at a couple different events here and there, and then we finally got hooked up and, just started to casually chat about it, and then that kind of ballooned into, well, how about this idea, how about that idea, and then next thing you know, we're all sitting here today, announcing the race and the Triple Crown.
What do you think your grandfather would think of this day?
I think he'd be torn. I know she's really excited, and I know that the two of them always kind of butted heads about, you know, IndyCar here, and she's, you know, she's always been a big fan, and you guys know how he felt about it. But you know, but at the same time, in the last few years, he'd kind of softened to the idea a little bit more. He still said don't do it, but you know, I think he'd be proud of what we're doing and how we're doing it, and the fact that we didn't just add a race, but we added a heritage event and a heritage festivity with the Triple Crown, you know, added into that. You know, I think it's going to be exciting for everybody.
Can you create packages that maybe people can come to all 3 races? Or, I mean, is that something you could do? Or do because you have 2 different series, you can't really do that?
We could. But all the fans we've talked to and all the studies that we did this summer, they don't want, you know, if they want to buy a package, they're going to buy a ticket. They don't want us to force them to put a package together. But, you know, who knows, after the first year, we may have, you know, a more resounding fan to say that we see that are coming to all the races, and we might do something for them, you know, and give them, you know, help them out some way.
Did you do some kind of surveys that showed that people really wanted IndyCar back?
We did a big survey this summer. And it wasn't just by IndyCar, it was about all different series, but it was kind of focused on it was IndyCar. There are a tremendous amount of race fans still here, tremendous amount of Indy fans still here in the area, you know, from Allentown all the way up to upstate New York and in New Jersey. So it's not just, you know, obviously here. And, excuse me, and resounding yes, please do it. Mm-hmm. Please do it. And
Brandon, whose idea was it to go with a logo that looked so much like the Schaefer 500 at Pocono?
Kind of because we just kept talking about the retro feel, and who we are. You know, we're not the biggest and fanciest track. You know, we're a little bit throwback, and we're proud of that. And that's kind of the way we always operate, and a lot of what we're doing is kind of reminiscent of what we used to do. You look around this place and drive around this place and you see the things we are. A lot of what we are is because of what we started in 71 with IndyCar. And it just felt right to look at doing that.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah. Plus my grandparents, I think they still have that decal on their suitcases. My grandfather, for some reason, had a lot of stickers. He would always put that sticker on his suitcase. And my grandmother, too, so they would know their suitcase in the airport.
You know, I have a couple of them.
Yeah.
Have there been any thoughts about maybe adding a second race at some point, you know, kind of like the NASCAR series?
Like an Indy race?
Yeah,
we didn't get enough. One's good right now, for sorry.
they don't run anywhere twice. Out of curiosity, there's no sponsor now. Is there a possibility they will be a sponsor by July for the event?
Sure, hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be nice. I mean, if not, that's okay, too. But, sponsors always help with everything. And we'd like to get a sponsor, but it's not a necessity.
Okay. And also, out of curiosity, you're a few years older than me. I was a few weeks away from my 10th birthday when the last IndyCar race was here. Do you have any memories from your childhood, in particular, of the IndyCar series events?
The last year they ran was my first year working there. And I remember that it was a hot August week afterwards, and I was out in this parking lot spinning up all that garbage, and people did not believe in trash bags back then. not the IndyCar fans, but all the fans. And, that was my last remembrance of them. But, I mean, just being a kid and being here and growing up around here.
How old were you? How old were you?
13. 13 years old. I grew up outside of Philly. And Dr. Rose,
your grandfather told you to go pick up trash.
My first year here, my first 2 years was picking up our garbage and working our sewer plant. That's all I did. And I painted until I got fired from the painting crew. I wasn't a very good painter. If I had to paint a wall, we got new carpets. If I had to paint a ceiling, we got new walls and new carpets. they still only paint. I got a lot of great memories growing up around here seeing Mario back here and growing up around guys like that and Sullivan and Mears and they're just the legends of motorsports, you know. Yeah, NASCAR's got their legends, but when I was a kid, IndyCar was, that was it. And those are the guys, growing up, my favorite car growing up was AJ Foyt. And then kind of morphed into Petty and Richmond and everybody on that side, but
did he ever tell your grandfather that your favorite driver was A.J. Foyt?
Oh, he knew that. He knew that, yeah. He knew that. When we were little kids, we got to keep it quiet, but... my brother and I had our favorites growing up. We still do, but keep them quiet. Now it's usually who's in our pool that week.
What other traditions do you think you might look at instituting or bringing back?
We're going to go back through everything, from 71 to 89 and look at what made us who we are, and look at everything, whether it's going back to the three wide starts. I don't think we'll do the milk. I know you asked that other thing. I don't think we'll do the milk. That's kind of an indie thing. We'll leave that to be indie's thing. But a lot of what we did when we started was because of the connection with the Holman family and because of how instrumental they were to my grandparents to make this place happen. I mean, when my grandfather first got involved with the investors that were building Pocono, it was a road course. Tony Holman was the one that said, build an oval. Build an oval you can run any cars and stock cars from, because that's where the future is. It's both series. And that's what, at the end of the day, that's what ended up happening. Hmm.
You can go back to that picture up there. There's only, I think, one guy in this room who's on that picture.
This is supposedly Skip Plate. He swears it's not him. Every time he's here for the cover, he swears it's not him because he says he never wrote a pair of pants like that. But other people claim that it is him, so he argues all the time. He tells me to take the picture down, so that leads me to believe that it's definitely him.
I think it's Michael Knight. I think that's Michael Knight who was the... who was doing it for the Philadelphia Daily News.
Fleischman's sitting there.
I'm two guys behind Fleischman. It's me leaning over. And,
oh, yeah?
And, yeah, that's...
A little nicer media center now.
Yeah, it's a little different.
you're talking a lot about, you know, going old school and going back and whatever. I want to ask you something about, like, the new wave of thing, you know, with the lighting. Any determinations or findings from that, you know, any new policies going to be put in place with the new lighting?
What lighting?
The solar, you know.
No, we're never going to put lights in this place. We'll never run a night race at Pocono. That'll never happen. Just under my brother and I's watch. You know, one reason my grandfather always was so against lighting is that he run on a Saturday night. All the local tracks run Saturday night or Friday night. You're taking away from the grassroots of the sport and where the drivers and fans are coming from. Let that be their night. You know, NASCAR doesn't, the NFL doesn't play on Saturday until college is over. You know, let the college guys have their day, and that's how we feel. Then on the business side, it's a lot more cost involved as well. I mean, lights aren't cheap to put up. We can't make solar power at night. It costs too much to put, you know, $20 million worth of batteries in. That's not going to happen. It adds to the long day. And this is Northeast Pennsylvania. It gets dark around here at night. There's a lot of deer, and I wouldn't want to have
black bears
leaving here in the middle of the night trying to find their way out of here.
You said tickets went on sale today. You're getting some response already. What are the ticket prices?
Tickets start at $25 for general admission. Kids are half price in all of our grandstand seats now. So it's you know, like I stated, it's truly for the fan, about the fan, and the pricing strategy, you know, incorporates all that.
You had a chance, you were saying before, you went down just to talk to Randy, but just to meet him and everything. Mm-hmm. What were your impressions of the racing down there? How did you think that could translate here to Pocono?
Street course, so you can't translate anything. But the overall experience, I mean, and to see the fans there and how they react to the street course in Florida, Central Florida there, and talking to other, you know, other tracks, other oval tracks, you know, owners and that kind of stuff, I knew it would be the right fit, and the fans have made that perfectly clear that they want here.
Brad, real quick, I know the lights are a support race. With the ability to utilize the road course, has there been anyone looking into maybe bringing in Grand Am or even, like, drift racing as well?
We can't run this simultaneously because of the way our safety barriers are constructed.
Okay.
They go across the road courses.
Okay.
And to take them down and put them up, it's too time-consuming.
Okay.
And we just couldn't do it on a weekend like that.
Okay. That works.
Lastly, we hear Spike speak with the don of open wheel racing, Mario Andretti, as he reminisces about his days here at the Pocono Raceway and looks forward to the 2013 event, and presents to Spike an offer he cannot refuse.
Now, out of curiosity, I believe some of the events you ran here, you were also running Formula One at the same time. Today that would be unheard of.
Yeah.
How did that go over in those days?
Well, I would go, you know, from somewhere in Belgium, I'd come back and race Trenton and race Pocono. I used to drive, when I was in Formula One, I drove primarily for Roger Penske, so I had a good ride coming back. And again, you know, I just threw, and the two races that I missed was because of a conflict in Formula One, and I was trying to get Doc to move the date, Pocono date, so I could make it, and he couldn't make that happen. And a few times, that's when Doc and I got sideways, you know. But
amongst others, yeah. Now, also, you were part of the 71 event. You had a decent car that day, not as good as Donnie's car.
Yeah.
No one had anything like Donnie's car. Matter of fact, on the internet now, there's actually someone put up the highlighted video of the entire race, which I got to finally watch. It was the first time USAC had a sprint car bunch to field up as well. Other historic things here was, could you talk a little bit to the CART USAC issues of 79, 81, especially 81, where AJ won the race and half the field were Silver Crown cars he was competing against?
Well, you know, those were the negatives of when you had a split. I mean, that started one split, and then the next split is what, you know, really hurt the series again, you know, when CART and the IRL came back. So as you can see, whenever you have that kind of you know, conflict, it can never be good ultimately. You know, when Foyt won here, and his car was so superior, what benefit was that for the event? You know, the only benefit was for AJ. You know, he put another race under his belt, you know, a win. But did the fans enjoy that? Couldn't it? You know, there was something missing, you know. So it's unfortunate that happened. And so again, but fortunately, all of that is behind us. You know, we don't have to rehash those because those were negatives.
Now,
the whole thing is, you know, back, coming off a season that was really a very good, competitive, solid season. The product is good. You know, you got depth and talent. You have really good talent in the series. You got some youngsters coming up from the Indy Lights, the Mazda, and from the 2000 series that look like, you know, a good future for the American contingent coming on. So the cycle is really looking good now. You know, it's all a lot of things, positives coming back, and this is another positive here. Opener rejoining the series and recreating now the Triple Crown and all of those things. So again, lot to look forward to.
And also, yeah, I remember Nazareth used to sell out until the split, and now that everything's unified, that really looks to also help the market potentially that they're going after. With that, well, actually, it's just totally off with the golf. You had said the biggest thing you're disappointed is you're too old to run the race here. What about?
I'll be running a two-seater. Don't forget that. I'll be on the track.
Well, I'd be thrilled to ride in that two-seater.
Yeah,
they can fit me in that second seat.
All right.
But the other thing is what about Michael's feelings about coming back here? Because I know Michael had also, at times in Racer Magazine, mentioned this was the place that needed to come back. How excited has he been as an owner? You know, Marco, a native of the area, 45 minutes down the road. How excited are they as well?
As excited as I am, believe me. And this is something that we've been talking about now, you know, for quite some time, for several months, you know, when it was beginning to be more of a reality, you know. And so Michael, when he saw Brandon, like, even when we spoke with him in Baltimore, you know, Mike came back and says, things are looking good. Oh, yeah, we're all for it, believe me. Yeah. We all feel the same way.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say I'm the most excited person here, but I suspect you might have a little bit more to be excited, haven't actually competed here. You know, my only competition days at Pocono was with James Hilton in the ARCA series, which was fun in itself, but not quite the same. So, hey, total thrill to see you here, total thrill to have the series back, and can't wait to see you in July, and hopefully I can get in that second seat.